If you just joined us, welcome to Hashtag Casey Breakfast. Monday it is, and it, of course, it's the start of the first official full week for the month of July. Lots of things have been happening all over, and of course, one of the big things is if you normally drive on the N2 now and then near Cape Town International Airport, there's a landmark kind of a building, a big one now for the past 90 years. That building has been there, and things that's been happening, and people don't realize the vital role that the people and that organization plays in South Africa's health system. Now, on the line, I've got the CEO of St. Joseph's Intermediate Pediatric Care, or that's what they were known as. I've got Christel Cornelius on the line. Morning, Christel. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Grant. I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having us on your show.
Thank you so, so much for taking our call and chatting to us so early on this Monday morning. Now, Christel, super excited. Things are happening for you guys. Like I mentioned, it's been going on for years, and you guys are playing a very, very, very vital role in the healthcare system of our country. Now, St. Joseph's Intermediate Pediatric Care officially change their name. Can you tell us more about that, please?
Absolutely. Thank you again. So I think a name defines your identity and character.
Of course.
So in our former years, providing residential and long-term care to medically fragile children was the primary goal. But over the past 20 years, this has shifted to offering a model of care that is supported by the primary healthcare system and enables families and children to return to the environment that is better positioned to provide long-term sustained care. So our name change has two main goals, to be relevant to the current service and one that is identifiable and fit for purpose as a non-profit. And so our intention is that our name helps better define the activities of our model and positions us as a partner in the South African healthcare system.
Okay, so it's now, you're now known as St. Joseph's Children's Hospital.
Okay. Yes, St. Joseph's Children's Hospital.
Okay. Now, there's all kinds of terms and stuff that's being, that's going with a hospital, or even particularly with children's hospital. Post-acute children's hospital, explain that to us and the role it plays in a child's recovery.
Thank you. St. Joseph's admits children who are no longer acutely sick for specialist hospital, but are not well enough to return home. So we refer to ourselves as a place of healing and rehabilitation and support both for children and their families. And this is a holistic model that just not just addresses medical needs, but also provides emotional education and family-centered care. So our model has four big pillars. And that is restorative care, so helping children regain their strength and function through therapy, like physio and occupational therapists and speech therapy, a 24-hour nursing care platform that provides all the medical and nursing support for the medically fragile child, the transitional part of it that allows children who are not ready to go home, so bridging that gap between hospital and community life, and then also end-of-life care, so offering compassionate palliative care support for children who are at the terminal phase of their diagnosis.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, morning, welcome to Monday, chatting to the CEO of St. Joseph's Children's Hospital, brand new name, but the service has been coming on for about 90 years. Christel Cornelius on the line with me, the CEO. So Christel, I don't think people know that St. Joseph's is the only hospital of its kind in the country.
Yes, so St. Joseph's is the only hospital of its kind at the scale and in terms of the model. We are a full service model, including an on-site school. We're a child-friendly service. We have parent accommodation, and we're an inclusive model of care. So while there may be other transitional facilities that have possible beds within hospitals. Mm. St. Joseph's is a model and an ecosystem in itself. So 175 beds and a full-service school on site. So I think that, that when we say one of its kind, mm. it is the only hospital of its scale.
Mm. In the country. Christelle, tell me, funds, money, it's an organization. Where, how, who's funding you guys?
So for the last 52 years, Department of Health has been a stable partner of St. Joseph's. Mm. And so about 70% of our funding comes from the Western Cape Health Department.
Okay, okay.
And the remainder 30%, we do fundraising activities. Mm. To support so a diversified funding stream from trusts, foundations, in-kind, individual gifting, bequests, fundraising initiatives, campaigns. Okay. That's how we do the rest.
Great stuff. So lots of things has happened since it started and for the past few years. So if you look back, how has St. Joseph's evolved, but most importantly, staying true to its original purpose?
So the founding ethos is meeting the needs of the time. And so these five phenomenal religious sisters who came to support children who were being abandoned by polio and TB started this with a vision of always being relevant to what children need. So in the 1930s, it was polio and TB and children being abandoned and a disease that wasn't fully understood. But if you think of how the health system has changed, how the narrative of the country has changed, where services for disadvantaged communities was not always accessible. In the early years, children stayed for a long time, possibly till they were 18. But as the healthcare system has changed, so have we. And I think that's the adaptability of St. Joseph's and the relevance that has kept us functional for 90 years.
Okay.
And if you think of the early 2000s, HIV and children dying from HIV, St. Joseph's was sort of thought leading and bold in that time to take this torch and continue to care for children with HIV. In the later years, responding to trauma and children living with life-changing traumatic events and the restorative health model that was started in 2013, also an adaptation to meet needs. In COVID, we were able to not look after particularly children who are COVID positive, although that did happen, but also respond to children whose families were impacted by COVID, to be able to keep them safely. So it's just been a model that has continuously responded as the healthcare system has changed. And I think that's what's kept us going for 90 years.
But great stuff, and you guys are doing a sterling job. And the care you provide comes at no cost to families. And you guys, obviously, as mentioned a bit earlier, are relying on funding and your funding partners and those kind of things. So how can the public and business and the wider community help to ensure St. Joseph's continue changing the lives of children over the next few years?
So thank you. It's very valuable that we are able to tell communities how to help us. I think one of the things I always like to say is come visit, the magic lives here. And there are multiple ways. So volunteerism is one of probably the easiest, because a lot of us have a little time on our hands that we can offer support. So children need people. In-kind support, we often run fundraising or campaigns for the things that children need while they're in hospital, like toiletries and nappies. Financial support is always required. So individual donors, no matter how small or big, bequests and legacies, so just reminding people that if they're thinking of putting something into their wills for an organization, this is one of the ways as well. And then to just watch our website, there are always campaigns and ways that you can help. So come visit, magic lives here.
Christelle, something else I would like to ask you, is there any particular campaign that you guys are busy with at the moment?
So at the moment we are doing the Nelson Mandela 18th of July campaign. We're asking for volunteerism, And if we go through our website, you'll see there are various ways if there's a wish list. Mm. And we're just asking the public to come and do their 67 minutes with us. Mm. We have a 150 Rand donation campaign mm. that allows us to keep the child well nourished mm. and managed while they're with us at St. Joseph's. So if you have 150 Rand, you can donate to St. Joseph's. So that's the current campaign. It's okay. The Nelson Mandela Initiative.
And you mentioned all the details on your website, right?
Yes, www.stjosephs.org.za.
Okay, great stuff. CEO of St. Joseph's Children's Hospital, Christel Cornelis on the line. Christel, off the record, how many staff do you have at the hospital?
So we have 140 staff, mm-hmm. And we're caring for about 140 children today, but it's a 24-hour service, so mm-hmm. that's 24 hours. So it's not one-to-one.
And your phone is on 24 hours, no?
24 hours, all day, every day.
Just as a matter of interest, because the care is free, how do you get a child in there? How do you get a bed for a child?
So like I said, we're part of the healthcare system. Mm. So our referring partners are all the hospitals in and around Cape Town, so all the big hospitals, mm. the district hospitals, the community healthcare facilities. Mm. And it follows that pathway through the health system.
Okay.
Be it from the tertiary or from community health, mm. You could be referred. But we also are very open to the fact that families need respite care. Mm. So if a family is in need of respite care and they contact us, then we put them in touch with the local health department and then follow the admissions process through.
Okay. Christel, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. Good luck with all your future endeavors. And once again,
thank you
and your team, sterling job. Well done and good luck. Please keep us informed if there's anything happening at St. Joseph's and we'll tell everyone else about it. But have a great day and a rest of the week. Hope to chat to you soon.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you. Okay. Take care.
That is the CEO, Christel Cornelis, of St. Joseph's Children's Hospital. Brand new name. Renamed themselves. So they used to be the St. Joseph's Intermediate Pediatric Care. And they officially now St. Joseph's Children's Hospital. It is important that you go check out their website and support them in any way whatsoever. I'm sure you definitely can support. So check out their website and hopefully we can have them for 90 more years or even more. They've been doing that for the past 90 years. It is Hashtag Casey Breakfast. Just touching base with some of the organizations and the mense wat goed doen in die ronde, just to keep you informed and hopefully you'll be able to assist in any way. Even if you're out there and you're listening to us at the moment and you're busy with a project, we would love to talk to you and tell everybody about your project. So make contact with me on our WhatsApp line 082-414-1077. Alternatively, you can send us an email. It is caseybreakfast@radiocasey.org.za. Tell us about your organization, about your project, about your campaign, and we'll slot you in one morning just to put out there what it is that you are busy with. So we're waiting on you. It is Hashtag Casey Breakfast. Sports is on standby.